Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
You know what I enjoy more than a Fast and Furious spin-off film, Mason? I'm talking Hobbs and Shaw.
You enjoy nothing more than that.
Disagree. Parody trumps spin-off every time. Everybody knows that.
That is actually true now that I'm... Now that I think about it, yeah, okay, all right. What do you got for us?
This week we're looking at the parody spin-off, not a spin-off, just a parody.
What if it was a real, this was an authorized parody?
I feel like Hobbs and Shaw looks like an authorized parody.
It really
There's
does,
superpowers
it?
And yep, uh-huh. people flying down buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, Super Fast, was a 2015 release to coincide with whatever Fast and Furious movie came out that year.
I think it was 7.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Which is interesting also because the box for this calls it Super Fast! !
Yes.
The movie itself, it's called Super Fast 8. So if you can't even get the title of the movie right in the movie, I think that's probably a bad sign. Anyway, this is a mercifully brief 99 minutes.
It feels longer though.
It really does.
I did it in 2 45-minute blocks.
Sure.
To kind of get through it. But it was not without its production woes, Mason.
Really?
I'll talk about the budget a bit later.
Okay.
I have my suspicions about that. And also the death of Paul Walker impacted this movie. Because this was actually released on video on demand the same day as Fast 7 or whatever that.
What were you going to say on the day he died? And he was rushing out to the video on demand.
Oh,
store.
That's in poor form, Mason.
No, it's fine. He was rushing out to one of those DVD kiosks to get it out.
If you're not familiar with the writer director duo behind this. Friedberg and Seltzer. Here's some of the movies you may have heard of theirs. They wrote Scary Movie, just the first one.
Okay, sure.
Which some people consider fine. It's got a 54% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Then they did Date Movie, Epic Movie, Meet the Spartans, Disaster Movie, Vampires Suck, The Starving Games, Best Night Ever, Super Fast. The Rotten Tomato scores on those range between 7 and 0%.
Incredible.
And this one does not have a Rotten Tomato score.
Because this is presumably where they just gave up. All the reviewers were like, nah.
Nah, not this one.
As if.
Yeah. Having only seen bits and pieces of these movies, I don't feel this is the worst one. Probably.
I was expecting a lot worse.
I mean, it's not good by any stretch of the imagination. What are you saying? He's pausing and I don't like it.
No, it's not good. But you know what? It's not good, but I settled into it.
Okay.
The movie started. You forced me to watch this.
Come on.
Well, initially, I didn't even know what it was. You just sent me a link and you're like, watch this. And I'm like, and it said super. And I'm like, was this a movie, like a serious movie intended to cash in? I'm like, oh, okay, I could probably watch it if it's a cheap ripoff or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, this is a full length parody of mostly of the first Fast and Furious movie.
Well, let's see. And a little bit of when The Rock shows up. Because
what I'm saying is that the it's painful to start with.
Yeah.
It's so bad. But then I hated it less as it went along. And I think it's partly because I just settled into it at Stockholm Syndrome and partly because I stopped paying attention.
I was going to say you're on your phone.
I was on my phone for most of it.
But it does kind of open similarly to the first one because you've got your Paul Walker character. We'll just call them the names of the actors that they're parodying.
Well, the Vin Diesel character's name is Vin.
Yeah, Vin Sorrento.
Correct,
yeah,
yes.
But that's the only one I remember.
Which is probably a reference to Australian actor Vince Sorrenti.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and look, all the actors that they got look enough like the people that they're parodying.
Yeah.
The Paul Walker guy's doing a Keanu Reeves, I think.
Or a Paulie Shore. I wasn't sure, but it might be Paulie Shore.
But when he rolls up to the race, he's got like, I break for hugs on his car, and it says Justin Bieber fan, and he's never driven stick. And it's like, these are all good jokes to open the movie. Do you know what I mean?
But again, I don't know if, is this par for the course for one of these movies? It seems like I was impressed with this movie because it wasn't just like, hey, everybody, here's Britney Spears.
Yes.
Like, here's someone dressed as Britney Spears.
That's what I thought it was going to be. Because
I thought it was going to be a series of cheap references to whatever was happening in 2014, 2015.
Yes, because that's what I've seen of Meet the Spartans. They're like, look at that guy who's screaming about Britney Spears under a blanket or whatever. Is Britney Spears shaving her head or whatever?
What I was expecting was a lot of Britney Spears references, and I was bitterly disappointed.
There's really none of that.
Yeah.
It's mostly just very poor gags. And one of the gags that they open with at the beginning is the Michelle Rodriguez character who's dating Vin Diesel is gay in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's parodying that Michelle Rodriguez in real life is bisexual. So they're like, isn't this funny?
That is pretty funny.
Imagine a world.
Imagine being slightly different from another person. That is funny and worthy of a gentle ribbing, isn't it?
And their first race, by the way, the races look terrible in this.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a cheap.
It's not that cheap. And right. I'll get to it in a bit. Okay, I'll get to it at the end.
Okay.
They put some stuff on the line for the street race. They put on guns, drugs, and the Vin Diesel character puts up a day spa. And then it's a very extended joke where he just names all the things that you
in
can
the day
get
spa.
In a day spa. And there's a lot of that in this movie. Like, just a joke that's going for a really long time. But it doesn't get better or worse. It's just, it's like a plateau of jokes. You know what I mean? Even within the jokes themselves. And anyway, Paul Walker loses because, first of all, he runs out of fuel because he doesn't have any fuel in his car at the beginning. And then at the end, he uses Lance Armstrong's urine to power his car. There's a topical reference for
there
you.
There we
Mason.
Go. Okay, all right, that's fine. Yeah,
they snuck one
I
in.
Bet it wasn't. I bet Lance Armstrong's star fell many years prior.
You're probably right. At least it wasn't Britney Spears' tears or something
like
that.
See, that would have redeemed it.
After Paul Walker loses, the cops show up and they tase him. And when they're tasing him, he's doing the robot. Which is a good joke, except he's not really doing the robot. Like, he's not good at doing the robot. Get a guy who can do the robot.
That's if you're casting and the opening sequence, which the rest of the movie relies on, needs him to be doing the robot.
Yeah.
Get a guy who's good at doing the robot.
And I don't begrudge any of the actors in this, man. You gotta work. And the material that they're working with, I would say nobody in this is terrible in what they're doing, in what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
They're doing exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
If not more, in some cases.
They're giving it their all.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's some very average material. I even think that these guys are quite good. These guys are very good at delivering some average jokes.
Yeah.
Maybe they suggested some better stuff on the day. I don't know.
I would have hoped. Well, there's outtakes at the end, and it doesn't seem there's anything. We'll get to it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's after the race that I realized that it is just the Fast and Furious, the first one, for the most part, because the Paul Walker character is secretly a cop, and he's infiltrating Vin Diesel's gang and all those kind of... It's the same kind of thing, you know what I mean?
In 2012, a United States anti-doping agency investigation concluded that Armstrong had used performance-enhancing drugs over the course of his career. 3 years it took.
3 years.
3 years.
That's a hot topic.
It's a hot topic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his pee wouldn't even be that potent by then.
No, that's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
It would have just been regular urine. It's ridiculous. But yeah, so he rolls up to Vince's shop. Vin, whatever his name is.
Mm.
And he gives him a job, even though he's a cop and he's dating his sister and they're immediately in love or whatever. And then they go to meet a gangster for a deal, the bad guy. He's the big gangster in the town. And their audition to drive the cars for this guy and do some kind of heist or whatever it is that they're supposed to do, I don't remember. I made notes, but I still don't remember. Is you think it's going to be another car race, but it's a very long extended dance-off sequence.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I mean,
yeah,
it's
okay.
Reasonably well choreographed. It's just, again, it goes for too long because it's just dancing. Do you know what I mean? So it's not a joke. It's just dancing. And it's not funny dancing. It's just dancing.
You don't find all dancing inherently quite
not
funny?
Not really. Dancing can be beautiful and magnificent, Mason. It can be funny. But this is none of those things. It's just standard dancing. Bog standard.
Bog standard dancing.
Yeah.
I also wonder about this movie. Who's it for?
Yeah.
Like, because I...
It's for tricking grandmas, I think.
It is for tricking grandmas. I would have thought that people who are hardcore into the Fast and Furious movies, some real gearheads.
Yeah.
Is this for them?
Those movies are basically parodies of action movies anyway.
Like,
they're so serious and full of themselves and so ridiculous. And they know what they're doing in making them. I think they know what they're doing. I think they're doing it on purpose. It doesn't really work for
it's
parody.
It's hard to parody a parody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they're like kind of a weird Point Break spin-off, knockoff.
That's true.
Kind of thing already.
But I think Seltzer and Friedberg
yeah.
have spent their entire careers attempting to parody parodies. That's why none of their movies work. Because it's like date movie. Look at.
Let's do all the romantic comedies or whatever.
Like a romantic comedy would. Cool. Except with poorer jokes. Incredible.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, they go to deliver. No, that's right. They're delivering something for the crime boss to get a car, to get an expensive car. But it's a bomb. It's a bomb, and they have to get rid of the bomb. But one of them holds the bomb for too long, and the bomb explodes. It's pretty good. And then Paul Walker accidentally shoots the cop who was his boss,
uh-huh.
and then he gets framed for the murder. Even though I guess he did murder him.
He did murder him. So exactly right.
He didn't get framed for the murder. He did a murder.
Yeah, the evidence for doing the murder was pointing all at him because he did the murder.
Yeah, and this is when The Rock shows up. And this is, I think, is the high point, but it's so brief. Because
yes.
the guy who plays The Rock, and I didn't know The Rock does this, he's got a look, like he does a neck kind of snap look.
Uh-huh.
Into position, and I'm like, oh, The Rock does do that, but that's the only thing the guy.
This guy's a chameleon.
Does. Yeah, absolutely. But the rest of it is, it's that look, and then he kind of stops doing it. I think they just forget,
right,
so he
uh-huh.
stops doing it, and then he just rubs himself in baby oil for the rest.
He
of
wears
the
a
movie.
Very tight shirt and he rubs himself down all the time. Yeah, that's his whole bit.
Yeah, and also he's dumb, I guess, because he's. Partner's telling him what to do because he's not really smart as a cop. Is that right?
But that's not part of.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I know. But The Rock's character in those movies, he's not dumb.
No, but it's a parody.
Oh, like imagine if he was dumb.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh.
But they get Paul Walker's handprint off the cop with a black light, and also it's at that point we see that The Rock is covered in semen for some reason. It's not really.
Is it semen or bed bugs?
I don't know because it's little wiggly worm. I don't know. It's an odd joke.
But it's
is he gay? Is that the joke again?
No, the
is it his own semen?
Maybe.
What's happening?
But it makes you think, doesn't it? That's what a movie. That's what all good art does. Makes you think, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So the gangster is going to kill Vin Diesel's crew. Paul Walker's wanted for murder. For uh-huh. the murder he did.
Yes.
The reason the car's important is because it has all the gangsters' details in there of all the gangsters' crimes in the computer of the car.
Yeah.
And there's a moment when they go, something smells fishy, and there's just a fish sitting in the car.
Oh, there sure is. And then they move it, and then there's just like, you can just see the little TV screen in the car, and it just says, like, list of crimes I've done. And, like, it'll say, here's all my drugs and here's I've stashed all this money in an offshore bank account or whatever. And it's subtle.
Why is it in a car?
I don't know.
It's a parody.
It's a parody. what was in Fast and Furious 7? There was some stuff in a car, wasn't there?
There's always stuff in a car.
Yeah.
Whether it be whatever those movies are about. I have no examples.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs.
Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, great. What's happened here is you watching this movie has retroactively erased all the knowledge of the actual Fast and the Furious movies from your brain.
It would appear that way, yeah.
Yeah.
So they decide to assemble a crew like the Fast and Furious movies do, Mason.
Yes.
They get an Asian guy who's actually Chris Pang. He's an Australian actor.
Is he?
He's in Crazy Rich Asians. I met him once. He's a really good dude. And I'm glad he's working and he's doing better than this.
And you.
And he's doing, better than you. Doing infinitely better than me.
See, what you've done here is you've buried the lead.
Mm.
What's happening here is probably Chris Pang has watched the first 2 minutes of the video, watched you rubbish him, and has switched off. You should have complimented him at the start.
You're right, exactly.
Now he hasn't gotten to this bit. Chris Pang's friends, if you watch to this point and you were planning on beating up James... tell him to keep watching.
Please do, yeah. There's also, they get a rapper and yep. they get a model, who I assume is the Gal Gadot character.
Sure, uh-huh.
Anyway, Paul Walker's having a baby with Vin Diesel's sister, and there's another extended joke where he doesn't get that he's having a baby. She keeps using metaphors of having a baby, and he's like, what? Does this Paulie Shore thing. Goes for like maybe 43 minutes. I don't know. It's a really long joke. Yeah.
But it's a good joke, so...
Oh, yeah, you're right. But then the robbery is on.
Yes.
And they go to a place and they beat up some people, but it's the wrong place and they beat up a priest and a nun.
Yes.
It's a parody.
That's funny.
It's a good joke. And then... You know, at this point...
I love how you took notes about this movie.
One of us had to, because we need to remember the plot, don't we?
No, we don't, though. That's the thing.
But it was this point.
Here's the thing that I do remember about this movie. So the crime boss that they were, he's like a little squat middle-aged man.
Yes.
But he's also super ripped and knows karate. Yeah. Did you see that bit?
I did see that
he
bit.
Beats up your friend Chris Pang.
My good friend Chris Pang.
He beats him up. And he not just like they got a stunt double to come in. He's doing flying kicks. He's doing
kicks.
Spin kicks.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the movie. This squat little oily dude, this middle-aged man doing spin kicks. If you watch this movie for nothing else, cut to about, just scrub to about the middle, and just watch a middle-aged man doing spin kicks.
And the other thing I noticed about this movie, if you took out the extended jokes...
It'd go for like...
It would be like a 15-minute movie.
It feels like a Mad TV parody, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It feels like a Mad TV sketch. Yeah. It would have normally gone... What it would have been is it would have been cut into three over the course of the episode.
Yes.
So it would have been about 10 minutes
and
altogether.
And hopefully there'd be some better stuff in between.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I never watched Mad TV.
You're missing out. Go back.
I won't.
No, you don't have to. I was just kidding. Yeah. That was a trick to see if you would.
So the idea is now to get into the villain's vault, which is inside a taco shop. In there, they've got naked girls who are counting the money so they can't steal money. So they send in two of their crew.
Uh-huh.
They need a DNA sample from the boss to open the vault because you have to kiss it and it opens. It's a good joke. It's a parody because that's
it's
not
parody,
how a vault
yeah.
works.
It's normally a scan of your eye.
That's right.
Or something or a fingerprint. So they were like, let's do this to the max.
Yeah.
And that's where we get the oily spin kick.
That's what I was going to say leading into that because they need to get the sweat from his butt crack. To
it's the funniest the place to get some sweat from
it
someone.
It certainly is, yeah. Anyway, they open it up. They ship the wrapper in a box for some reason. Why is he in there? Is he the one that opens it up? It's not important. They open up the vault. No, sorry. I just realized what I'm explaining isn't what actually happened. It's their explanation for how they're going to do the heist.
Yes, correct.
None of those things that I just said happened in the movie.
They tricked you.
It's a hypothetical scenario.
Mm.
And then they just walk in and just
start shooting.
They strap chains to the taco shop and drag it like they do with the safe in whatever movie that one happens in.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So that's the idea.
Or in the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Very funny film.
Very funny film. It's a parody of those straight-laced pirate films.
I'm sure a Johnny Depp version has turned up in one of these.
He's in
movies.
Epic movie.
Okay, he's in Epic movie. Epic movie. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. They're dragging the building. There's a chase.
Just to be clear, this is the point where I stopped watching. So you're taking the wheel
I'll
here.
I'll fill it in.
You're the Vin Diesel of this particular podcast retelling of this movie because I stopped watching.
La Familia.
It's not that I didn't have time. I had time. I didn't have the interest.
This is interesting because you're saying this movie's fine and you didn't hate it, but you didn't finish it.
Correct.
And
yes.
You didn't take notes.
Yep.
That's why you think it's fine.
Yeah, because it's a piece of cinematic ephemera that I threw away as soon as I finished with it. I'll never think about it again, but you'll never not think about
it. You're
probably
right.
You'll go to bed every night for the rest of your life thinking about the movie super fast. You'd be like, is it super fast or is it super fast 8? I don't even know.
So the Michelle Rodriguez character gets arrested, but she's happy because...
She gets to go to women's prison, if I had to guess,
yeah,
yes.
And the female cop arrests her, and you know she's gay, and that's funny.
That is pretty funny.
There's a bit where there's a first-person shooter Grand Theft Auto video game moment, which right. I guess that's a reference. That's good, isn't it? Because that's a game.
Sure,
that
Grand Theft
Auto.
What Grand Theft Auto 3 should have been? Would have been popular then.
It doesn't. It was.
Four?
It was the four. It was first-person
Vice
shooter.
City? I don't
it's
know.
The first-person. So it must have been one of the new ones. It's not important. The Rock gets bribed by your favorite oily squat gentleman.
Okay.
With human growth hormone and tight t-shirts and a razor to let him go. So the Rock character lets him go, which is, I feel, is against the character in this film. I mean, he's stupid, but he's down the line. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right.
It flies in the face of what they've established.
of the pre-established character of the Rock parody man. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And then Paul Walker's then revealed to be a cop, but he double crosses the Rock because the Rock's a good guy again, I guess. And he's like, I'm with my crew and we're going to go. But then bloody, what's his name? The boss is like, now I'm going to shoot you guys because I'm a gangster. But then Michelle Rodriguez is making out with a cop in the car and they run him over because
nice.
She's gay. And that's...
That is funny.
It's really funny.
That is pretty funny, actually, yeah. And women can't drive.
There's two really good jokes in that.
Two really good jokes
in
there, yeah.
I forgot to mention this, but the Vin Diesel character, his GPS hates him and makes fun of him. And at the end, it takes him to a wig shop.
That is pretty funny.
I ask
a real
you this,
cruel icing on the cake for him.
Of the 73 minutes you watched of this,
yep.
Are there any good jokes in it? Did you laugh? Did you smile? Did you even think, that's a good... Yep.
There's a bit in it where Paulie Shore describes how white he is.
Okay.
And I think one of the...
It goes for a really long time,
But I think one of the things where he talked about... There's a string of references of how white he is, and one of them I'm like, he got us.
Okay.
He got us white folks.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you what it was for $1 million, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, and there's also, as I mentioned, there's outtakes for this, so they're kind of laughing on set. And they seem like they're having fun, man. And look, they're getting paid... The dude who's the Vin Diesel character, he showed up recently in Barry, the TV show Barry.
Did he? Who is he in Barry?
He's the lunatic mercenary guy who wants to work with Barry. So, yeah.
Guys, he is a chameleon because I wouldn't even
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Right? So, he's great in that.
It's not without talent, this movie is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
This is the last one they've done.
Except for the writers.
And directors. Mm-hmm. They are one in the same.
That's true.
But I just wanted to mention this quickly. This movie, it doesn't have a convincing effect or stunt or a sense that anybody's driving anywhere or that it's even not filmed on the same street or back lot.
Uh-huh.
It feels very much like that. It has a $20 million budget.
Incredible.
It only made $400,000, a bit over, in the US alone.
Uh-huh.
And I think about $2 million worldwide. For comparison, here are some low-budget action movies. And you tell me... You tell me whether somebody just made off with a bunch of money on this film.
Okay, I'm ready.
The Raid, $1.1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore Henry, $2 million.
Wow, all right.
Upgrade, $3 to $5 million.
He's very tricky. He won't tell us they are friendly.
That's right. I interviewed him. He wouldn't tell me. Shaun of the Dead, $6 million.
Yeah.
Desperado, $7 million. The first one of that, El Mariachi, was like $7,000.
Yeah, right.
Well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Crank. $12 million.
Wow.
Drive,
$15
million. John Wick?
I don't know.
$20 million.
Wow.
This has the same budget as John fucking Wick.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I knew that going... I knew what the budget of this was going in, so it definitely soured my already sour mood. of what happened.
You're right. Where did it go? Maybe there was Incredible Craft Services... on the day.
Well, they did
the
seem...
one day that they filmed.
They did seem very happy in the outtake, so maybe they're all full from delicious craft services.
Mm.
It premiered in Italy on March 5th, 2015.
Good sign.
Where it debuted in the number 8 position.
Oh, so, numero 8.
That's right.
That's right.
After this, I had to watch 6 hours of Parks and Rec to kind of get the taste of this out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And it took probably 2 episodes to kind of, for it to kind of get out of my system.
Mm.
Yeah. It's fucking terrible.
Well, I loved it.
I don't think it's the worst one, probably, because of the lack of references.
Yes.
We'll probably end up doing superhero movie at one point.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Which will probably be...
That'll be much worse. This yeah. one, look, again, maybe it's just because, you know, I love Flying High or Airplane.
Yeah.
It's a real title from the US.
Sure.
I think that movie's great, but had I seen that...
Some of the scary movies have some good jokes in them,
I agree.
From memory.
First one's all right, I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
These guys wrote Spy Hard. Did I mention that earlier?
I can't remember.
But yeah, so you're not against a parody as
well. No, for sure.
Yeah.
Not even a dumb parody.
Yeah.
But it's just, it must be tough to hit the mark on these things.
It seems
and
that way.
I think it's, and it's too, this movie is too specific because it's just the plot of the first Fast and Furious
and
movie.
And The Rock. And The Rock's
and
in
The
it.
Rock bit, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, and also like, it's just those movies. It's just that, basically the first one with a couple of jokes added around it.
Because it's the same story.
Yeah.
It's a worse telling of that narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
With worse jokes. And this is supposed to be the funnier version of that.
Mm.
Anyway, it's fucking terrible. It's crap. This is Caravan of Garbage. There's an extended version of this if you want to check it out, linked below. We also do videos here every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. If you've got something to recommend for Caravan of Garbage, please let us know.
If there's a huge demand for watching superhero movie, we'll watch it.
You want us to do The Starving Games?
No. I don't want us to do that.
Actually, I don't think they did superhero movie.
Did they?
Epic movie.
Well, we don't have to. We're not married to what exclusively at this point watching Seltzer and Friedberg movies. We can watch anything.
You're right.
Yeah.
Or read anything. Sometimes it's a comic.
Yeah.
Or play anything. Sometimes it's a video game.
Mm, that's right.
Yeah. You have an idea actually.
If there are any Seltzer and Friedberg video games, we'll play them.
You had an idea, a really good idea for closer to the movie for a Fast and Furious-esque
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, okay, we'll get to that.
Which we might look at, but that's a little teaser for later.
Ooh.
Anyway, thanks for watching this. We also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. It comes out every Monday morning where we talk the news of the week and then a topic.
Yes.
Goodbye, everybody. Have
a fun.
Grab the gem.
We'll
all say that.
Time.
We both say it.
No, we don't.
Both of our catchphrases.
No, you say goodbye. You say a dumber one.
It's a parody, Mason.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.